Starting August 1st, minimum wage in Minnesota increased from $8 an hour in 2014 to $9 per hour for the fiscal year of 2015. Mike Uran, the director of financial aid at St. Cloud State University, says how students benefit from this increase.
We did, of course, follow the change in the state minimum wage law here at St. Cloud State. And so effective August 1st, this last weekend, the minimum wage that students will be earning would begin at $9 per hour. And that will go up again next August 1st to $9.50 an hour. So our minimum pay rates have all increased for all our student workers. And that has a positive impact, obviously, for students. I guess the very basic way would be that students are earning an additional dollar or more every hour they work. So they're able to earn, if they have a kind of target amount they're hoping to earn, they'll have to work a few less hours to reach that level that they're trying to earn. It'll put more money in their pockets to help pay tuition and books and living expenses. So those are all positive things for the students as a result of this increase in the minimum wage. Most students, and this is very general, which anytime you talk about this, you have to be, but most students are earning a dollar amount per year that falls below the minimum where federal taxes kick in. So most of students will not be impacted by increased taxes on these earnings.
Mohammed Najafian reporting for KVSC 88.1 FM.